Hello, it's the 24th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedfordshire landmark that dates back to 1874 has received a Grade 2 listing. The Bedford Corn Exchange has been recognised with the listing by the Department of Digital Culture, Media and Sport based on guidance from Historic England. The adjoining Harbour Suite, built in 1834, also had its Grade 2 listing upgraded. The venue boasts a rich history of wartime performances, including the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Captain Glenn Miller and the American Band of the Supreme Allied Command. German bombing raids over London during World War II forced the BBC to reassign staff, with the exchange housing the religious and music departments. The iconic building was constructed to the specifications of John Ladd's and Henry William Powell. Land registry figures for Bedford show a 0.6% drop in property values for April, lowering the price of the average home to just over £340,000. In comparison, price increased by 0.4% regionally. The proposed new railway station at Wixhams is one step closer to becoming reality. A community consultation is due to take place on the 27th and 28th of June at Wixhams Retirement Village, ahead of Bedford Borough's planning application submission. The station will be serviced by four Thames Link trains an hour and will be slotted between Bedford and Flitwick stations along the Midland Main Line. 10-year-old Freddie Isidore from Wigmore Luton is a major fan of Sonic the Hedgehog. His parents learned that the video game character was on a national tour of the Entertainer Toy Story. They arranged for a surprise 20-minute visit with their son. Sonic and Freddie are now best of friends. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.